Today, Shir is a Masech Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud with the words Umay Havalei Lemeimar. We are in the middle of a story concerning Rabbi Shmuel and his nephew Ben Dima. Let us review the story quickly, approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Mais Ben Dima Ben Achash Rabbi Shmuel Sheikishay Nachash. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew Ben Dima was bitten by a snake, and the snake was a poisonous snake, and Ben Dima had only a few days to live unless he would get cured. Ubo Yaakov Ishkvar Schanyi l'rapoisai, and Yaakov Ishkvar Schanyi, who was a min, he was a priest for the Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos brings to Yerushalmi that he wanted to cure Ben Dima b'shem Rabbi, and we saw in yesterday's shir from the Ritva and from Rashi that his Rebbe of this min was Yeshu Hanotzri, v'lohinichoi Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel did not allow his nephew to get cured from Yaakov the min. And Ben Dima said to his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel Achai, Rabbi Shmuel, my brother, Hanachloi, let him cure me. I'll bring a pasuk that it's mutter for him to do this. And the final word that he uttered in his life was the word mutter, and the min did not cure him. Kara love Rabbi Shmuel, Ashrecha ben Dima shagufcha Torah v'yotzon ishmascha betahara v'lo yavarta al divrei chaverecha shehoyu oimrim uparitz gedri shechenu nachash. You were not over on the Issur de Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan did not allow one to get cured from a min. Your guf is tohar, your neshama went out betahara, because you said the word mutter, as Rashi explained, which is like the word tahara, and you were not over on the Issur Rabbanan of being cured from a min. And the Gemara had brought this story to ask Akasha on the halacha that we learned that if someone is definitely going to die, he only has a few days left of his life, and a Akum wants to cure him, and we say Korav Levadai, that the Akum in those days would have killed the Jew, he's allowed to give up Ein Chayshishin for Chaye Shah, in order to get a potential cure from the Goy, he might cure him and then he would live a regular life. From this story, the Gemara asked, it would seem that Rabbi Shmuel was makbid on the Chaye Shah of his nephew, and he did not allow him to get cured by the min. The Gemara thought, as the Ramban explained, that a min and an akum is the same thing. And here we see that it was more important to Rabbi Shmuel, the temporary life of his nephew, even for a short while, than to get cured by the min. And the Gemara had answered this theory by saying that a min is different than an akum. Shiny minus de moshka. That minus is different. It draws, it attracts a person. The Chazal were afraid that the min would cure the sick Jew, and then he would use that as propaganda to prove that the validity of his Avodah Zarah, and that's why Chazal forbade it across the board, even if the Jew was definitely going to die without the intervention of the min. Now, before we proceed in today's Gemara, let us speak out Tosfos in Divrei Amaskel Yochel Afilu Befer Hesia, because this will be Nageya, the Gemara that we're about to learn. What Tosfos tells us there is that we have in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalid a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabban. Rabbi Shmuel's sheet, as Tosfos explains it, is that Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, which we know are the three averes which a person has to be most in nefesh for. Rabbi Shmuel's shita is that he only has to be most nefesh before Hesia, and in fact there is no difference between the three averes and any other aver in the Torah. For all averes in the Torah, Bitsinna when it's done privately, then for all averes, including Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, he does not have to give up his life. But if it's done before Hesia, where there will be a Chil Hashem, that's when all Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and the rest of the Torah before Hesia, a person has to give up his life, Yareg V'al Yaver. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no difference between the three Averis Chamuris and any other Avera, but sin that they're all Mutter, And before Hesker, they are all usher. The sheet of the Rabbanan is not like that. The sheet of the Chacham in Sanhedrin and Dalet is that a regular Avera, not the three Chamurais, but Sinna, he does not have to give up his life. Before Hesker, where there's a Chil Hashem, he does have to give up his life. And Gilei Arayin, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah are more Chamur that even Bitsinna, one has to give up his life. And Tosfos brings the Shultas, that the Shultas, Rav Achoi Goin, Paskins like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shmuel, and so we see from the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Yates, that Rav there says, Avodah Kochavim, Gilei Arayin, Shvichus Damim, So we passing like the Rabbanan that for the three Averes Chamuras, even Bitsina, one has to give up his life. And Tosfos says that's like the Rabbanan Shita, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's Bitsina, then even for Avodas Chachavim Gilei Arayin Shvichus Damim, you don't have to give up your life. And if it's for Hesi, even for other Averes, you also have to give up your life. Tosfos says that according to this distinction between a Beferhesia and Bitsina, we can understand the kasha that Tosfos asked in yesterday's shir in Divrei HaMaskil Shaini Minus. Tosfos asked that on Daf Chof Ches in the Gemara that we're going to learn today, we find that Yaakov Mino cured Rav Avua. Yaakov Mino was a mumcha, but Tosfos says that if it's because of Mimshach, you're going to follow the min, then it shouldn't make a difference whether the person is a mumcha or not. And yet we find in Daf Chav Ches that Yaakov Minoah, who was a mumcha, cured Rav Avua. And Tosfos made the distinction, it's only usur to follow a min if he uses the Shem Avodah Zarah, because then the Chil Hashem will come out when he's successful and he cures the Jew, that he'll attribute it to his Avodah Zarah. However, when he only approaches it as a medical doctor, nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah, he's a mumcha without naming the Avodah Zarah. That's what Yaakov Minoah did to Rav Avua, and there it was permitted. However, Tosfos says that if, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a chilek between Bitsina and Beferhesia, Tosfos wants to say that by Rav Avua was a case Bitsina. However, in our Gemara over here with Ben Dima, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, it was Beferhesia, and that's why it was usur. Now, let us, based on this Hagdama, begin today's sugya. Again, it's nine lines from the bottom on Chav Zainam Abeis. Ask the Gemara, Umay Havalei Lameimer. We learned in the story that Rabbi Shmuel, his nephew, was about to give a pasuk, why it's mutter, but he died with the word mutter. My Havalei Lameimer, what was that pasuk that he was going to use? The Gemara answers, V'chai bohem v'loy shiyomis behem, that the Torah says you should live with the Torah and not die through the Torah, and therefore he didn't have to give up his life, even though it was involving Avodah Zarah. V'Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? He holds Hani Milibit Sinat. When do we say that Yavur Val Yehoreg, that's only if it's done in private? Abba for Hesiolai, but if it's done in public, then the din is Yarg Val Yavur, as we explained from Tosfos, whether it's Avodah Zarah or any other Aver, but for Hesia, you have to give up your life. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa, and that's in Masechet Sanhedrin, the fine Dalet, Hoy Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Minayin Shemarim Lo Lodim Avoid, Avoid Is Kechavim Val Tehoreg. How do we know if you tell a person, I want you to serve the Avodah Zarah, and if you do serve it, you won't get killed. But if you don't serve it, you will get killed. How do we know, says Rabbi Shmuel, Sheyavod Va'al Yoharig, that he should serve the Avodah Zarah and he should not get killed? Tamalomer V'chaibem V'lo Shiyomisbem. The Torah says that I gave you the mitzvahs to live with the mitzvahs, not to die through the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Shmuel Shita, and that's what Ben Dima held like his uncle also, that if it's a question of Avodah Zarah or life, you should serve the Avodah Zarah. But that, says Rabbi Shmuel, this is where I differ from Ben Dima, because that's only Bitsina. Yachla filu for Hesia, that even for Hesia, the din should be Ya'avod va'al Yehorik, serve the Avodah Zarah and don't get killed. Tamar Lomer, the Pasuk says, V'loy sechalu shem kachi. And the end of that Pasuk in Vayikruchav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, is V'nigdashti b'soich b'nai Yisrael. My name will become sanctified amongst the B'nai Yisrael, which means a group of 10, that in when there's a group of 10 Jews, then it's before Hesia, and then the din is Yarog va'al Yehorik. Yargval Yavur, that there he has to give up his life when it's Beferhesia. And Rashi says over here, a chil Hashem will come out, and lemeida mimena lechal b'kedusha Hashem. If we're going to see that the Avodah Zarah was used in order to cure this Jew, and it worked, that'll come out, a chil Hashem, and the Goyim will use it in their propaganda, and therefore it's b'fer hesi, and therefore it is usur. Now, the Ramban and the Miri point out that in our Gemara, in our story, we're definitely dealing only with a Rabbanan. As we learned in the story at the beginning of this year, where Rabbi Shmuel said to his nephew, V'loyavarta adivei chaveirecha shehoyo oimrim. It's your friends, it's the Chachamim who said. And what did they say? Poiritz get there, yishechen enochet. If you go against the fence that the Rabbanan have erected so that one is not over on the Doraisa, a nochesh should bite the person, as Rashi brought down there. If you go against the Chacham, you're Chayv Misa. So the question that I had on this sugya is that if Rabbi Shmuel is evoking an Issud Rabbanan to get cured by a min, why is the discussion between Ben Dima and his uncle Rabbi Shmuel on a Araisa level? We're speaking on a Derabbanan. So Derabbanan asserted, why does Ben Dima want to say it's mutter based on a pasuk in the Torah? And Rabbi Shmuel answers that based on Torah, it's asur because it's prefer hesia. But we're speaking about a Derabbanan. And if we're speaking about a Derabbanan, we know we have a halacha that yesh koyach b'chachamim, lakr davim in a Torah, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, that the Chacham have a koyach to be oikere something from the Torah, b'shev v'al taseh, by not doing anything, being passive. So l'chayra, Ben Dima, what is Ben Dima answering Rabbi Shmuel that I have a pasuk that says v'chai bohem? But the Rabbanan could say, we're aware of v'chai bohem, that you should aggressively try to save yourself. But we say that if it's going to lead to Achil Hashem, it's going to lead to people to follow Apikursus, Minus, Avodah Zarah, so then we tell you, be passive, don't do anything. And if Ben Dima does nothing, then he'll die. And we have the power to go against the din of the Torah, not aggressively, not with an action, but b'shevi al tasa, passively. So what is Ben Dima's answer to Rabbi Shmuel of v'chai bohem? The Chacham could still make an injunction. They could still make a geder, a fence around, b'shevi al tasa, and Ben Dima would not be allowed to get cured by the min. So my colleague here in the OU, my esteemed colleague, Rabbi Yitzchak Mintzer Shlita, suggested, which I think might be a very nice pshat, there's a famous taz in a few places in Shulchan Aruch that says that anything that the Torah beferish permitted, the Chachamim would not go directly against the Torah to say it's usher. So Ben Dima was saying to Rabbi Shmuel, I understand that you're telling me there's a Derabbanan, it's pirates gather, al divrei chaveirecha, we're speaking about a Derabbanan here. Let us first explain why, in fact, it's a Derabbanan and not a Deraisa. The Ramban and the Miri say, because it was done in private, it was a very cheshash racho, there was a very slim chance that he would get cured, and then we have to worry, maybe the min would take that and use it as propaganda. So it wasn't a open beferhesia, which would be Ostrom and Deraisa, but rather it was a chance, perhaps, becoming a problem of a Befer Hesia. So that's an Issa de Rabbanan. So Ben Dima was saying, since the Torah says V'chai Bohem, the Torah is saying, I want you to live, and in that regard, says Hashem, I'm not interested in any Avera. Be over an Avera as long as V'chai Bohem. So the Ben Dima looked at that injunction of V'chai Bohem and said that the Torah is telling me that I have to live and be over any Avera. So the Rabbanan, according to the Taz, can't come along and say that we're going to ask you something if the Torah itself, Beferish, said that it's mutter. On that, Rabbi Shmuel answers, no, when did the Torah say Beferish it's mutter? That's only if it's Betzina. But here we're talking about a Befer Hesia. When it's Befer Hesia, the Torah never said V'chai Bohem. Then the Torah said that V'nigdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael V'loi Sechalu Hashem Kachi. And since the Rabbanan over here were worried that it's going to come to a Befer Hesia, It's going to be used as propaganda by the men. Memela, that's not something that the Torah Beferish was matter. And Memela, the Rabbanan have a koyach to make a get there and to say that you should never get cured by a men. Of course, according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, it would have been ushered for Ben Dima to get cured by the Goy, even if it's Tzina, because we're dealing with having an off from Avodah Zarah, getting cured through an Avodah Zarah. That's ushered according to Rabban, the way we paskin, the way the Shultas paskin, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Yates, as Tysus mentioned, that for three things, Yarg Val Yavr, even Betzina. But Ben Dima held like his uncle Rabbi Shmuel, the Betzina's mutter. On that, Rabbi Shmuel told him that this is something of Beferhesia, and the Rabban were afraid it's going to become a Beferhesia. And on that, the Torah never said Beferish V'chai Bohem. Memela, that's why it's good that you were not over under Divrei Chachamim and your neshama went out B'tahara. I think Rabbi Minzer's pshat is a very nice pshat here in the machlokes between Ben Dima and Rabbi Yishmael. Just one more thought before we go on to the next sugya. Tosus at the end of Divrei Maskil Yochel Beferhesia brings down that v'imrotza l'hachmer al atzmei afilu b'shar mitzvahs rishoy, that if somebody in a case where it's yavur val yohorig, that you do not have to let yourself get killed. What happens if a person wants to be machmer and lets himself get killed for another mitzvah? Kemoy, that you're allowed. Rishoy says Taisus, Kemoy Rab Abba Bar Zimmer in the Yerushalmi. Shehoy eats loy gechavim. Amrle, achol nevela. The goy told him, eat nevela v'loy. If you don't eat the nevela, katlin loch, I'm going to kill you. Amrle, e boys, they'll make the leak toil. If you want to kill me, go right ahead. Umachmer hoya, the mistam betzina have. This was betzina. So betzina for nevela, according to all shitas, he did not have to give up his life, and yet he wanted to be machmer, and he is allowed to do it. So the Rambam in Hilchas Yisrael HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, seems to argue on Taisus. Taisus seems to say that this is not only by a gadol like Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra, but it seems to be anyone could be machmir. And the Rambam says beferish not like that. The Rambam says zel sharnei kol mishen emer boy yavr val yoharik v'nerag v'loy over harezem eskayiv benafshoy. He's doing something wrong. And he's really chayv misa for giving up his life where he should have done the Aveira. And the Kesef Mishnah explains what's the machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos. The machloikis is that the Rambam holds when the Gemara says on Bitsina for all other Aveiras in the Torah that Yavr Val Yohareg, that you're mechuyiv, the Rambam holds, to do the Aveira and not get killed. You have to protect your guf. And the Kesef Mishnah adds, Avol Shleimim v'chein Rabim Soivrim, Dim Nerek v'loy Ovar Tzdoka Techashiv Loi. There are others, and that's a sheet of Tosfos here, that's considered Tzdoka if he gave up his life, he was Machmer, because they learn Yavr Val Yorg means you're allowed to, you have Rishus to do the Aver and not get killed. But if you want to give up your life, for Keret, you're doing a very pious thing. And then he adds that even according to the Rambam who holds you're usher to give up your life in a case of Yavr Val Yehorig, that if he was an Adam Gadol and Chassid, Yorish Shemayim, V'royish Ador Poritz B'kach, he sees that the generation is lacking in that area that he's going to give up his life for, Rishoy L'Kadosh Hashem, V'limser Atzmei Afilu Al Mitzvah Kala, K'day Shal Yilmedu Ha'om L'Yiras Hashem U'La'avoy B'chol Libam. So perhaps that's how the Rambam learns the Yerushalmi, that here we're talking about a gadol. It wasn't just any person. Here we're talking about Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra gave up his life to teach others to be nizer in eating kashrus, not eating a nevela, and he had a right as a gadol ador to teach others to be nizer. So according to the Rambam, and normally it's Yavr Vayorg, he must do the Aveira, he must eat the nevela and not get killed. However, a gadol ador has a right, only a gadol ador. Tosfos holds, it seems, that any person has a right to be machmer, even though the Torah said, Yavr Vayohorig, that he has rishus to do the Aveira. Continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makish mechalal ezer Shabbos, emes rapim mehen. From an akum doctor, you're not allowed to go to him to get cured if it's such an illness which is a sakana for the person and for which you would be mechal Shabbos to save the person. From Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem that we can be medayik, that if it's not a makish mechal lemes Shabbos, then you could be misrap And the svara would be that something that is of a deathly nature, there the Akum doctor wouldn't be afraid of ruining his reputation, because he could say, I told you this is a very serious operation, this is a very serious situation, and I don't know if it's going to be successful. Meanwhile, he could camouflage his killing of the Jew thereby, and that's what we're afraid of. And therefore, the din is that ein misrapin mehem. However, if it's something that normally a person would never die from that sickness, a choleshi ein boy sakana, then we're afraid that the goy will be worried. Then we say the goy will be worried that he's going to ruin his reputation, and then you are allowed to be misrapid. Rashi points out that we learned on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda held a fila rivda de kesilta loimasi. We don't get cured from a Jew, even if it's only to cure the pain that comes from a puncture wound of a lancet that was used in bloodletting, in Akaz's dam. So Rashi says, Einechanami v'leslai to Rabbi Yehuda, that Einechanami, Rabbi Yoichan disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't get any cure from a goy, an Akum, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only something which is a sakonis nefesh for which you were mechal Shabbos. This is the sheet of Rashi. The Ritva, the Ramban, and Tosfos disagree with Rashi, and they say there's really no machloikas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. But they say it for different reasons. The Ramban and the Ritva are of the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Rivda de Kesilta loimasi, because Rivda de Kesilta was done on a person's back. There was a lancet put into, a needle put into a person's back, and if you don't do it carefully, that could cause serious complications in a person's back if it's done too deeply in the wrong area. And therefore, that's included in Makish Mechal and Asa Shabbos. It's not only where he's Mamish and a Sakana, but even if we're worried that it will come Lidei Sakana, you could be Mechal Shabbos. So Memela, Rabbi Yoichel would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that Rivda Kesilta is considered a Makish Mechal and Asa Shabbos, and Memela Amos Rabban Ben. So is the sheet of the Ritva and the Ramban. Tosfos here in Divrei Maaseh Kol Maka, the last Tosfos on the Daf, he explains that there's no Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in a different manner. And Tosfos has a very interesting thing, that there's really three madreik. There's choylish yesh boy sakana, there's choylish ein boy sakana, and then there is rivda the kesilta, which is no choyli at all. It's only to cure the pain in a healthy person of a small wound that he received from in the bloodletting process. And Tosfos explains as follows. If it's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, which Rabbi Yochanan speaks about clearly, kol makash machal as a Shabbos, so then ein misrapin ben. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yochanan in this, that ein misrapin ben. And the reason is, as we explained before, because he could really kill the Jew, and the Akum, under the guise that it was a very serious, complicated issue here, where the person, the Jew, could easily die, he could really kill him, and he could say, well, I told you it was a very serious situation, and I wasn't sure that he's going to be able to survive. So there he's not afraid of losing his reputation, because he tried a desperate maneuver to, so to speak, that's what he will tell people, to save, and really he killed the Jew under the guise of trying to save him. We're worried about that, and therefore the halach is Amos Rappin Mehen. The second madreg is Choylish Ein Boy Sakana. By Choylish Ein Boy Sakana, there you're allowed to be Misrap. And even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you're allowed to be Misrap. And the reason is, because here already, it's a medical procedure, which normally a good doctor will never run into complications. Here, the doctor's afraid that if he causes the death of the Jew, if he kills him, people will think that he tried to save him medically, but he's not a good doctor, he's inept. And that's why the procedure, the medical procedure failed, and he killed, and the Jew died on the operating table due to the neglect of the doctor. And because he's worried about his reputation, therefore he won't kill the Jew. And there, we're not afraid of him killing the Jew. And therefore, there the halach is misrapin mehen. The final case is by Rivda de Kesilta. There, according to Tosfos, it's speaking about where the person is healthy. He's not considered a choil at all. It's just to take away the irritation of the puncture. So there, again, the din is ein misrapin man. Why? Says Tosfos, unbelievable svara, that again, the doctor is not afraid. Why? Because here the person is not sick at all. He's not a chayla whatsoever. So no one is so inept that they will cause the death of someone when they're trying to just take away the irritation of the puncture of the Hakaz's dam lancet. So they will understand that if the Jew dies, it's not because the Akum doctor was inept, that he's not a good doctor, but rather he must have hated the Jew, as most Goyim those days hated Jews, and he took the opportunity to murder the Jew. Everybody will understand it's murder. In the second case of Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, so there, where it involves medical treatment, they will think he tried medical treatment and he was unsuccessful, he's not a good doctor. And therefore, he's not going to play around with that. He's worried about his reputation. There the din is Misrapin, and everybody holds Misrapin, even Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said it's Usur by Rivet the Kasilta, which Rabbi Yochanan again will agree to according to the Rama, to Taisis, the Pshat is, because there every goy who hears about this case will realize that he murdered him, and they'll say, great, I wish I could have murdered the Jew. So Memela there, Vaiter the Halach is Ein Misrapin Ben, so says Taisis. So we have here three Shitas. There are many Shitas in the Rishonim, but these are the main three. Rashi, who says it's a machloikis, Ritva, who says that it's no machloikis, that Riv the Kasilta is also considered a sakana, and Tosis, who says there's three madregas. Chol HaShem by sakana, everybody holds Aser. Chol HaShem by sakana, everybody holds Mutter. And finally, Riv the Kasilta, which again, everybody holds, is Aser. Tosis brings a raya against Rashi, that you cannot say that it's a machloikis, because if so, then the sugi on Chavzayin of Adalf will be difficult. The Gemara wanted to say that Ripui Maman, that a goy is allowed to do misrapin men ripu mamon, means that if all you can lose is money, then you're allowed to go to a goy. Ask the Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda says that everything is usur. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees on this point with Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara should have said, that's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, your teretz. But what are we going to do according to Rabbi Yehuda? How are we going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah? The Gemara doesn't say that. It's mashma from the Sugya on Amud Aleph that everybody, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, hold that Riv the Kasilta is usur. And either we have the Ritva's explanation or Tosfos' explanation against Rashi, who says that it's a machlokes. Continues the Gemara on the last line. The Ikad the Amri, Amar Rabbi Ruchan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mak, as we turn to Daf Chav Chesamad Aleph, Shel Cholol, Amos Ramad. Any, Rashi says, Chalol Gufo, if it's an inside, in his inner organs, a Makah, so then you're not Misrapah from a Goy. Ask the Gemara, my Benai, what's the difference? Because Tosfos brings down, Rashi rather brings down the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Dal Ramad Aleph, that Kol Makah Shel Cholol is Mechalol and it's a Shabbos. That any Makah of Cholol, any inner organ Makah, you're Mechal Shabbos. So the first sheet that said in Rabbi Yochanan, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're not Misrapah. The second sheet is Makah Shechol. Makah Shechol is also Mechal and Shabbos, so it's the same thing. The more answers, there's a difference. What's the Chilah? Gav Hayad, a Gav Regel. If there's a Makah on top of the hand or on top of the foot, Dom Ravada Bar Masa Marav, Gav Hayad, a Gav Regel, Harei Hain, Kemakah Shechol, Mechal and Shabbos. That Gav Hayad, a Gav Regel is like an inner organ Makah, and you're Mechal on a Shabbos. Rashi explains that if you go with the Shita, that the criteria is Mechal and Olas a Shabbos, so for these you're Mechal Shabbos, Memele Misrapin. But if you go with the second Ikad Yamri, that it's Makah Shecholol, so we could say that Einach and Amil Gabi Chil Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos for Gav Hayad Gavra, because they're like a Makah Shechol. But when it comes to Misrapin from a Goy or Ein Misrapin, they're Gav Hayad Gavra Regel will be Misrapin. Why? Because they're different than a Makah Shechol. In a Makah Shechol, once he starts doing procedures in the inner organs of a person, we will be unable to stop the Goy. We won't understand exactly what he's doing, and he'll come to kill the Jew. Mashi and Cain, if it's Gaviyad or Gaviregel. And we see that the ointment, the poisonous ointment that he is giving the Jew is having an effect. So we can lick it off, we could wipe it off, we could get rid of it. We still have an opportunity, since it's not in the inner organs, it's only on the outside of the person. And there we would say Misrapin. So this will, even though Legabi Chil Shabbos will be Mechal Shabbos for it, but Legabi the halachas of Refuah from Nakam, here it will have the din that Misrapin, as opposed to the inner organs where Ein mizrapit. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvah Amar Rav. Kol makish shetzricha oimid. Whenever we have to estimate, as Rashi says, im yichi avim yamis, will he die from the smack or not? Mechal alei as Shabbos. Your mechal Shabbos for the person. Ritzvah as pshita. My kamash malon. Of course, if it's life or death, even a suffix, your mechal Shabbos. The Ritzvah answers, even though there's no medical doctor here, and even though the chayil himself doesn't express that he feels like he's dying. But if the people around the chola who don't have medical expertise, they're worried that maybe he's going to die, so they should err on the side of being mechal Shabbos as opposed to erring on the side of the health of this patient, and they should be mechal Shabbos. Amrav Shaman bar Abba Amrav Yochanan v'hai ishta tzemirta. This Rashi says tzemirta is lashna sreifa, this burning fever kemakor shochol dami. That's considered like a mak of the inner organs. Or mechal Shabbos, or mechal Shabbos. The Igris Moshe in Archayim Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Chaf test tells us that if a person has 102 degree Fahrenheit or 38.9 degrees Celsius or higher, that's considered a burning fever, providing that it's coming from, it's associated like with a cold. However, Moshe says, if we know that this fever is associated with an infection of the inner organs, then you could be even be Mechal Shabbos if it's less than 102 degrees. Ask the Gemara Mehecha Maka Shecholol, where does a Maka of the inner organs begin? Pirish Rabami, Rabami explained, and a Safa Ulufnim, from the lips and inside of the lips. Boy, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Adashayla. Kachi Vishini Mai. Rashi learns, what about the Kachi, the gums, and the teeth? What halacha do they have? What's the Shayla? Kivin the Kushi, since they're hard, Ninu, Kamaka de Broi Dami. Do we say that they're like outside Maka? The softer a tissue is in the human body, there's more cause for concern about infection, and Mimela, you would be Mechal Shabbos. But maybe these are hard, and therefore they're considered like an outside of the body maka, which would not be mechal Shabbos. So I do more maybe keep the gavoy kaimis, since the fact is they're inside the lips, they have a din like inside kamaka shachol dami. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi that kachi means the gums. Tosfos learns it means molars, and shini means the other teeth. Why doesn't Tosfos agree with Rashi? Number one, we just saw that the Gemara considers the kachi hard, and gums, the Chayotai says, are not hard. And also he brings a Gemara in Chulin, the Afnun Tesamid Beis, that there was a Aryeh who lost his Kachi. Now, if Kachi means gums, according to Rashi, it's not normal for gums to fall out. Teeth fall out, not gums. Therefore, Tosfos learns that Kachi are molars, and Shini are the regular teeth, and they're both hard. And that's why the Gemara Shal is, do they have a din of outside or inside? Amrabai, Yatashima, we learned, HaChayish B'Shin of somebody, the Gemara understood HaChayish B'Shin of means that he has some irritation. He feels his teeth, Lo Yigma Ben Esachayim, he should not sip through his teeth vinegar and then spit it out, because that is a refuah on Shabbos. If he would swallow it, so that's a derech achila. But if he spits it out, so it's clear to everybody he's doing it for refuah. Refuah on Shabbos is usher because of schika samamon. We're afraid he's going to grind up medications and he'll be over on the isser of tchinas. So therefore, there's an isser midrabbanan, and he's not allowed to do it. So the Gemara is medayik choishish hu delayi. Only if he has a slight irritation. Hakoev leituva. But if he has a major toothache and he can't stand the pain, then sharper dummy, then you're allowed to sip the vinegar to alleviate the pain that he's suffering. So what do we see, L'chaira? That teeth have a halacha like bifnim, that your mechal Shabbos for it. They don't have a halacha like outside organs. The Gemara says, no. Dilma tana, heich dekoev leituva, choishish nami korlei. Pain is relative. And therefore, it could be what the Tanna says, he feels his teeth. Others would say they're screaming from pain. But the Tanna is considering it, he feels it, even though it is extreme pain. The Tanna is still calling it in a milder lushan. Some people have different ways that they express pain. It might only be a slight pain, and the person says, I can't take it, I'm going out of my mind. The other person says, it's a little irritating, and he goes on with his regular daily activities. And the Tana here took a milder lashon, but actually, what was the Tana speaking about? The Tana was speaking about the more severe agony of koiv leituva. And even in such a case, chayshish nami korle. The Tana only referred to as chayshish. Memele, if that's the pshat in chayshish, then it comes out that even for severe pain of teeth, one would not be mechal Shabbos for, and therefore we see lechayra that teeth would have a din if we learn this pshat, like the outside, not like the inside. Memele, from this brisa, we don't have a clear raya. Toshima, the Gemara, wants to bring another raya to this shiloh, whether the teeth have a din of an inner aver, for which one would be Michal Shabbos for, or not, from the following story concerning Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan chosh be tzavtino. Rabbi Yochanan had a sickness, which Rashi says is a chole hashinayim, an illness of the teeth. He went to a certain noble woman, who Rashi says was Oyved Avoides Koychovim, she was Oyved Avoides Zara, for a refuah of Da, she did a refuah for him on Chamsha, on Thursday, Umali Shabbat, and on Friday. Omar La, so Rabbi Yochanan said to her, Lamachar Mai, what's going to be on Shabbos, as Rashi explains, I have to give a shir to the Talmidim. And we see from Rashi that even if Rabbi Yochanan would have been suffering from pain due to this illness, he was not ready to give up the shir that he gave on Shabbos to the Talmidim. What am I going to do tomorrow? Omrolei. So she said to Rabbi Yochanan, Light Srichas, tomorrow you won't need it. It's enough what I gave you the refu on Thursday and on Friday. So Rabbi Yochanan persisted. Itzrich Damai. What happens if I do need it? Omro, she said to him, Ishtabali Dolemegalis. Do you swear to me that you won't reveal what the secret, the remedy over here is? Ishtabala, he swore to her the following. Lelokha Yisro, lemegalino. I will not reveal it. L'chayra, he was saying, I swear by Hashem that I will not reveal it. So Galulei, she revealed to him, based on the Shvua, what the secret formula was. Lamacher, the next day, on Shabbos, when he was giving the shir, Nafik Darsha Bepirke, he told over the whole Olam what the refuah for this machla was. Asked the Gemara Vayishtabala, how could he do such a thing? He just swore to her in the name of Hashem that he would not do this. So the Gemara answers, no. Listen carefully to his words. As Rashi points out in Divrei HaMaschil, the Goli Lami Kora, Rashi says, V'lo Yomarti Be'ela Kodi Yisrael, Ela Le'ela Kodi Yisrael. If Rabbi Yochanan had used the words Be, I swear, by in Hashem's name, then it would have been a shvuah. What he said was, if you listen carefully to his words, l'alakad Yisrael, and what he meant to say, as the Gemara proceeds to explain here, l'alakad Yisrael lo ma'aglina, I'm not going to reveal it to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need the revelation because Hashem knows anyway. But avala ame Yisrael maglina, I'm just saying that I won't reveal it to Hashem, but to Klal Yisrael I will reveal it. Ask the Gemara, okay, good, we can understand how we can see that he wasn't over on the Shua. But va'ikachil Hashem, as Rashi says, since she thinks that he made a Shua, and in her mind he was over on his Shua, that's a chil Hashem. He was over on an Isser, he swore, and he didn't keep his Shua. The Gemara answers, the Gali Lami Kara, as soon as he took the Shua, and then she revealed what the remedy was, the secret formula, he immediately told her, I want you to know that what you think was a Shua was actually not a Shua, I'm not bound by it, and since I want to help Klal Yisrael, that they should have relief from this illness, I am going to reveal it, and I'm not bound by the Shua, I was not over on an Isser of swearing falsely. Now, what happened with this Matronusa? So we have a Machlokes in Yerushalmi. According to one Mandiyomer, after her secret remedy was revealed, she killed herself. According to another Mandiyomer, Faker, she became a Giyaris because she saw that when Rabbi Yochanan had wanted to get the refuah, it was not to make profit. He could have now have started earning a nice living by dispensing this refuah, and instead he revealed it in a sheer barabim that everybody should know gratis. And she was so impressed with that action that she in fact became a giyaris. But nageya to our Gemara Shiloh over here, if the makah of teeth is considered a makah b'fnim for which one would be mechal Shabbos. Zechar, we see that Rabbi Yochanan was going to use this remedy on Shabbos. Alma, says the Gemara, k'makah shel chol damya, that it is considered, the teeth are considered like a inner organ, and one would be mechal Shabbos for it. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no raya. Shani tzavtina. This illness of the teeth is different. Why? Hoyle maskel bepeh, begins with the mouth. V'goymer b'nei mayin, it ends up, it goes into the intestines. So then, in fact, it becomes an inner organ problem for which one is mechal Shabbos. There's no raya to a different malady of the teeth, which does not penetrate inside to the b'nei me'ayim. Perhaps that is considered like a makah b'chutz, and one would not be mechal Shabbos for it. Says the Gemara further, my simne, what is the simne if one has this disease, which Rabbi Yochanan had, of tzaftino? The Gemara answers, rami midi beikoch, if he puts something on his teeth, umaisa dami beidori, and immediately blood will come out from the rows of teeth. Mimai havi, how is this illness caused? The Gemara gives three causes. Either mikriri kri dechiti, either, as Rashi says, in the winter time when someone eats wheat, which is very, very cold, that's kriri kriri, or mechamimi chamimi disori, eats barley, which are very, very hot. Umishiuri kisa daharsna, from fried fish hash, where the fish was fried in its own oil, mixed together with flour, and it was left overnight. If someone eats that, that will cause this illness. My Avdalay, what was the secret recipe that she gave for Rav Yochanan de Matranusa to cure him? Amar Rav Acha bar Rav, Mesor, it was water which had in it yeast, v'shem and zayis and olive oil, u'melech and salt. Umar bar Vashi Omar, mishcha d'avza, it was liquid goose fat, and it was applied on the teeth, to the outside of the teeth, begatva d'avza, with a feather from the goose, and that made the cure. Amar Abaya, I had this illness, ano avdi kula, v'loi ista, it's a, and I did not get cured from these previous cures that were mentioned here in the Gemara. Ad Amar li ahutai, until this Arab merchant told me, this is what I should do to get a cure. Aisu kishisa, dizesa, bring pits of olives, olive pits, loimolo tilsa, that have not grown to a full third, v'kalnu, and burn them. Amora chadata, on a new hoe, which is burning hot, and when those olive pits become hot, v'davi be didori, and then stick them, Rashi says, mibifnim, in the inside of the teeth, and that will affect the cure. Avdi hachi, said Abaya, I did this cure of the Arab merchant, v'itzasai, and I, in fact, got cured. Ask the Gemara now a tremendous kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, hechir avdi hachi, how could he use this cure from the Matronisa who served Avodah Zarah? I, Rabbi Yochanan himself, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which we learned in the beginning, at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the beginning of today's shir, Kol Makar Shemachal Noleas HaShabbos Ein Misrapin Man. If it's a Chol Yishayish Bar Sakana, for which one would be Mechal Shabbos, then you're not Misrapa. And the fact that he was going to be Mechal Shabbos for it is a raya that it's a makom of sakana, for which he was ready to be Mechal Shabbos for. But a guf, if it's a thing which you're Mechal Shabbos for, you're not supposed to take it from an akum. And this Matanusa was an akum. How could Rabbi Yochanan go against what he himself had said, that you're not allowed to take from an akum because you're afraid that the akum is going to kill you? The Gemara answers, he was not afraid. Adam Choshev Shaini, because he was an Adam Choshev, and by an Adam Choshev, we're not worried. In other words, we have to explain, L'chaira, that Tosis at the bottom of Chav Zayin Mabez, the bottom Tosis told us, the Baicholu, She Yesh Boi Sakana, were afraid that the Akum, under the camouflage, that this is a very serious illness, and people could very easily die from it, I'll try to save his life as a doctor, but if I'm unsuccessful, it's no Marulei Nafshe. He's not getting a bad reputation as being a bad doctor, because people realize that this person was in mortal danger, and it's very difficult to save a person in such a circumstance. So he's not worried about his reputation. On the other hand, people may realize that perhaps he was murdering a Jew, and we saw there in Tysus that when a doctor will kill a person who's a Bori and just has a puncture wound of the lancet of the Hakosis Dam, so people will realize that you can't be so inept to cause such a thing that a person will die from it. It must be that he murdered him. That the goyim can live with. He hated Jews and he killed a Jew. So by a cholish yesh by sakana, on the one hand, he's not worried medically for his reputation. On the other hand, even if people suspect that he murdered the Jew, he's not worried either because he killed another Jew. So what? However, when it's an Adam Chashev, that's what our Gemara is saying. By an Adam Chashev, like Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't worried that the Matronitsa would try to kill him because Rashi says there's a fear from the government. Even though everybody hates the Jews and they're going to kill them, but officially the government has to protect the most powerful, influential Jews who are an Adam Chashev, like Rabbi Yochanan. And in mail of that, even the Matronitsa would be afraid to take the life. He wasn't worried, and therefore he was allowed to get the cure from this Matronitsa, even though she was Oyver Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara, but we see that that's not true. We see that the Goyim will kill even an Adam Chashev, or Rav Avu, Adam Chashev Abba. As Rashi brings down the first wide line, we find in Sanhedrin and Ksubis, the Nafki Amas of the Bekeser Mashrele, when he came, Rabbi Yochanan, to the Caesar's palace, the maidservants of the Caesar would go out and sing praises to Rav Avu. As Rashi says, he was Kor of Lamalchus. He was politically well-connected with the Caesar, and he was an Adam Chashev, and yet we find that they tried to kill him, as the Gemara is now going to relate. V'romale Yaakov Mino Sama Shakya. Yaakov, the Min, put a poison potion on his leg, saying that he was going to cure him. V'iloi, Rav Ami Rav Asi, and if not for Rav Avua's Talmidim, Rav Ami Rav Asi were there, who saw what was happening, that this medication was actually going to cause damage to their Rebbe. And what did they do? They quickly, delachachu l'shakya, they licked it off, apparently, even though it would hurt the leg. But it would not hurt them by licking it. One wonders why they couldn't wipe it off. Perhaps there was nothing to wipe it off with. But they licked it off from his foot. If they had not done that, paske l'shaki, his leg would have been amputated. So we see that the Yaakov Mino was not afraid that he's an Adam Chashev to cause such damage to Rav Avuah, although Rav Avuah was such a core of Lamalchus. So your swore of Adam Chashev, L'chayr is not a good swore, if so, the Kasha comes back. Why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan worried about what he himself said, that if it's a chayl sheish b'sakana, then you can't get cured from an Akam because he's going to kill you. The Gemara answers a different teretz, the way the Bach learns, the Rabbi Yochanan Reife Mumchahave, the Matronusa by Rabbi Yochanan was a professional doctor. It wasn't just someone who practiced medicine, but she had a known reputation as being an established doctor, and therefore, like we've had in the Gemara, that whenever we're dealing with a roife mumcha, Tosfos discusses this on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we see it here clearly in the Gemara, that you're not worried about an akum killing you. All the Gemaras that we learned about an akum killing a Jew is if he's not a mumcha, but if he's a mumcha, then you don't have to worry, because he's worried always about his medical reputation. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, if a person says I heard this from official Shachter Shlita, that if a person says on a Rav that he doesn't know how to sing, or a Chazan doesn't know how to learn, that's Lashon Hara. But if someone says on a Rav that he doesn't know how to learn, and a Chazan doesn't know how to sing, that's Ritzicha, that's Shvichas Damim. You're taking away the whole Parnasa of the person. So the same thing, people are very nervous about their reputation. If it's a Reif and Mumcha, there we don't have to worry. There's no Isser for an Akum to cure him. We don't have to worry he's going to kill Rabbi Yochanan. Had nothing to worry about. Ask the Gemara from Rav Avuah, the Rav Avuah Nami Reif and Mumcha Have. And the Yaakov Min was a Reif and Mumcha, and yet we see that he was ready to do damage to Rav Avuah. He wasn't afraid, apparently, of his reputation. So, and for the Gemara, Shiny Rav Avuah, the Mukbe Mine Ben Avshayu, Thomas Navshim Plishtim. As Rashi brings down on the second wide line at the end of the Rashi there, Umitzar Lemine Bekroy, the Rav Avuah had a reputation that he was a tremendous antagonist of the Minim, and whenever they would bring their warped pshatim in psukim, he would show what the correct pshat is in the pasuk. So he was the biggest danger against what they were trying to accomplish by making people into oivdei avodah zarah. So to such an extent that they would get rid of Rav Avua at any cost, and therefore the rofe mumcha, who normally would have be worried about his reputation, here was not worried about his reputation. He didn't care what the authorities would do to him. He didn't care about his reputation. As Shimshon said when he brought down the roof on top of the Plishtim, Einach and Ami, they're going to die, and I'm going to die as well, but I'm ready to give up my life as long as they die. Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. That was the attitude of the Yaakov Minoah. I'll die as long as I get Rav Avuah out of the picture, and if I do that, if I do this suicidal mission, even though it's detrimental to myself, but I will help our cause against a Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Rav Avuah is an exception, but normally a Roife Mumcha, as opposed to the case of Yaakov Minoah, normally a Roife Mumcha worries about his reputation, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan did not worry that Matrutnisa would try to kill him. Now here is where Taisan Chavzayin Amad Beis, Divya Maschol, Shiny Minus, the third Taisus, asked from Rav Avuah. We see our whole Gemara about Rav Avuah with the Yaakov Min is going into the Indian of an Akum doing damage to Rav Avuah. For a Taisus, there's a bigger problem. It's a Min. And by a Min, there's no heter of Reif and Mumcha. The Gemara is grappling here that Rav Avuah was dealing with a min who was a Raifei Mumcha, but if it's a min, there's no heter with Raifei Mumcha, because he's going to attract you. And when it's Mimshech HaBasrayu, we didn't give heter. We only gave a heter of Raifei Mumcha when we're worried about the Goy killing you. But when the Goy is going to use your case as propaganda, there we say that you're never allowed to get any refuah from a min, even by a Raifei Mumcha. So how could Rav Avuah have accepted from the min here a refuah? Taisus gives a teretz because it's only usher by a min if he uses the name of his avodah zarah. In the case of Rav Avuah, he was not using the name of the avodah zarah. He was acting as a pure medical doctor, and therefore it would be mutter. Taisus there on Amud Beis, Chavzayin Amud Beis, gave a different teretz, that it's only usher before hesia. And that was the case on Chavzayin Amud Beis with Ben Dima, Taisus says. That was before hesia. Now, Shankin over here is only Betzinna, Memela, it would have been mutter. And now the Gemara is going to start a whole amud of the different refuahs from the times of Chazal. And before we begin this Gemara, we should speak out to Rabbi Kiva Eger near Adeya Simon Shin Lamed Vav Siv Katan Aleph in the name of the Maril, who says that a person, Bizman Hazeh, is not allowed to be soimach on any refuah that he finds in Chazal, because although the refuahs work even today, but we don't understand precisely what the Chazal meant with their refuahs. They said it in very concise terms, and we will try to imitate that refuah. We'll get it wrong. It won't work, and then we'll come to have less emuna in Chazal, and therefore one should not use it. The only refuah that one could use today, and I'm told that people ad hayoyim hazeh use this refuah from Chazal, is there's a certain lechisha that one says for a bone getting stuck in the throat, that the Maril says that is bodikum enusa, that it works even bizman hazeh, and people do understand exactly what to do there, and therefore one is allowed to use it, and people do use it even till today. However, there are many other achroinim that are of the opinion that nishtana hateva, Chazal gave this for a certain location at a certain time, but bizman hazeh, in the lands that we live, in the climates that we live, the refuahs of Chazal actually don't work, not like the Maril that Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes. And in fact, they could have a harmful effect, and that is why people should not use them bizman hazeh. Begins the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, Hai Pedato, Rashi says, what is Pedato? A Petza Makas Cherev. If a sword caused a wound and there's a danger of infection, so the Gemara says, Sakanti Yumachal on Shabbos. That's a Sakan Yumachal on Shabbos, because of it. And actually, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chav Chesiv Zayin, it says lav dafke makas cher. But any time a person gets an injury through a metal instrument, doesn't have to be a makas cherev. It's a sakana yirmachal Shabbos word. Maya susu. What's the cure? So the Gemara says lemifsik dama, to stop the excessive bleeding. So there, what a person should do is tachle bechala. One should drink cress that has been soaked in vinegar. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis brings down yesh meforshim in the second bottom Tosis lasim alamaka, that actually you put this cress that was soaked in vinegar on top of the maka, and that will stop the bleeding. Lasuke, how do you heal? How do we heal the flesh? How does the skin get grafted together again? So garda divla, you take scrapings of a certain kind of grass. Rashi says that's what divla is. And girda dasana, and scrapings of a thorn bush, a sneh, oi, or nikra, the mekilkilasa, which are the worms which are pecked by chickens from a garbage heap. These are live worms, and apparently if they are put on the skin will come together, the flesh will grow. And in fact, it's very interesting that the Or Zeruah brings down in Siman Kufnun, Kasev Rabbeinu Shmuel, Ra Yisraelis, Ba'ashkenaz shechibra yad chavrta yedei toilaim chayim shebaashba. The Rabbeinu Shmuel actually saw in his time a Jewish woman in Germany that connected the severed hand of her friend through these live worms which grew in an ashba. So we see what Rashi tells us over here, toiloim shatanagoyim menakrin ba'ashba, that was actually used as a way to heal the flesh and make a skin graft, and it was even used to sever, to bring together the severed parts of a lady's hand in Ashkenaz. The Gemara continues with other illnesses and remedies. Omar Rav Safra said, Rav Safra, hi, Inbisa, this grape-like boil, as Rashi says, Avabua, Hadoim Anova, Parvanko, de Malacho, de Moisahi. This is a messenger of the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, says Rashi, Kolomer Mesukin Hulahamis, this person is in danger of dying. My Asu, so what is the remedy for this boil? Tigna Bedufshna. Rashi says that Tigna is a Asev, a certain kind of grass, and Rashi says, V'soichim Waisoi Im Hadvash. So this Tigna grass is ground up and mixed with honey, and then that mixture is put on the boil. Oi, continues the Gemara, a different remedy, karpasa bitilya. You can use wild celery that has been ground and mixed together with strong wine. Ad hoch v'hochi, in the meantime, as Rashi says, bo'oi chuhu machzer, achr sammonim elu, if he doesn't have these ingredients readily available and he's scouring around trying to find them, what does he do in the interim? So the Gemara says, laite inbiso basmina, let him bring a grape that is similar to the boil, says Rashi, let him get a big grape for a big boil, a small grape for a small boil. And not only should it be similar in size, but as the Gemara now says, it should be similar in color as well. Vinigander ilave, and he should roll it upon the boil. Rashi says, yigalgil aleha. And now he uses the same color, chivarte lechivarte, a white grape for a boil that looks white, ve'ukamte leukamte, and a black grape for a boil that looks black. And now Rav is going to discuss another kind of boil. Amarava, high simta, this abscess, which is a blister that's full of pus, parvanka de ishtohi, this is a messenger of fevers. Rashi says that al yedei choyli sheshmoi chama hu bo v'simen hu lod, a sign of the fever is this abscess, a blister full of pus. Mayasu, so what is the remedy for this blister? Lemachye shitin iskutle, let him strike the abscess with 60 snaps of his fingers. And Rashi says, in other words, he takes the index finger together with the thumb, he snaps the finger so that the fingernail will hit the blister, it will soften it up, and that will prepare the blister to be opened up to let the pus out. And then what should he do? Vilikre shisi ve'erev, he should then cut it open vertically and horizontally. And then the pus will come out. Vahani Mili says the Gemara Deloi Chivereshi. That's only if the tip of the blister is not white. Avil Chivereshi, but if the tip of the blister is white, so that's a sign that the blister is going to open and the pus will come out by itself. As Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amud is Bashul Lahoitzi Aleich Hirufu Wasei. So he doesn't have to snap with his fingers, and then if chiver reishe less lumbo, we don't have to be worried about it. He doesn't have to do anything. It's ready for the pus to come out by itself. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Chosh, as we turn to Daf Chav Chesamid Beis Bifikah. As Rashi explains, this is Pita Bashal Beis Rabbi, Shal Beis Rei. He suffered from anal sores. Oirilei Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami instructed him what to do to get rid of this problem. Va'amrilo, and some say Rabbi Asi Oirilei, that it was Rabbi Asi who instructed him. Here's what he should do. Laite shav bine ahlo tolono. He should take 7 seeds. Rashi says that ahlo is a type of cleansing agent, like a type of soap, detergent, and the word that we have, tolna, the yivitz, which the Masor Shas brings down on the sides, it says it should be spelled tof vav lamed ayin nun aleph, and it's a contraction of 2 words, toilas shani. It is scarlet wool. In other words, this alloy, this cleansing agent, is red, and these are 7 seeds of this red alloy. And then what does he do with these seeds? V'tzayir le'bechalol le'beit savor. He ties them up in a cloth, which is cut from the neck of a shirt, as Rashi says, chatiches beged, she'noit le'mibeit savor she'chol kishoyis le'peh. When you want to make an opening in a shirt, so this is the material that is taken out from that shirt to make the opening of the neck. And then the lichrach ilave nira barko, he wraps the bundle around with animal hair, as Rashi says, seir behema. V'tomishle benatva chivora, he dips it into white naphtha. V'likle, then he burns it. Uvaderle ilave, and then he spreads the ash on the area that he's having the sore, and that will cure it. As we saw in Rashi and Amar Aleph, and Rashi says the same thing over here, while he's trying to get all these different components together, what should he do to alleviate his pain? He should bring the seeds of the fruit of thorn bushes, and he should place this. Rashi says that he should take the sedek shel garinin, neget sedek shebabsori. He should take the slit of the seed, apparently the seed itself has a slit, and he should put it against the slit of the opening of the anal area, and by applying it there, it will cure him. Vahani Mila, or at least alleviate the pain until he gets the other components that we mentioned in the Gemara before. Vahani Mila Piki La. So the Gemara says that this will help, the ashes that are burnt and put on the area will help concerning the outer slit. As Rashi says, the area of the flesh, which is Nira Mibachutz Lamala, which is on top, on the surface, that slit, it will help. You can apply the ashes. However, it's difficult to apply the ashes inside the slit, in the slit of the rectum itself. Pikatatomai, what do you do over there? So the Gemara has a different etza to that part, which is not visible with the eye, because it's not on the surface. So what do you do there? It's difficult to put the ashes there. Laisi tarbo de tzifrata dulay ifsach. You should take the fats of a goat that has never given birth. Vili fasher, you should melt them with heat. The lijdibe, you should smear the ointment on that area that is troublesome to him. And apparently, since it is a ointment, it will be able to be applied even in the inner slit of the opening of the rectum, which is not visible. And the Eloi, says the Gemara, what happens if this is not possible? Either he can't find the ingredients, or he tried it and it doesn't work, then there's a different Eitzah. Lacy plus Tarfa, he should get 3 leaves of kora, of a gourd plant, the miyavshe betula, which was dried in the shade, as Rashi explains. In other words, it was not dried quickly in the sun, but rather it was a slow drying process in the shade. Velikli, you should burn them, these 3 leaves. Velavadri lov, you should spread the ash on the area that is troubling him. Veloi, and if this, for whatever reason, is not possible either, laite mishkedei chalzion, you should take mussel shells of this kind of aquatic creature, and he should grind it into powder and apply it. V'loy, if this is not possible, ma'isim mishach kira, he should bring, Rashi says, olive oil that was mixed together with wax, in other words, wax oil, v'linka b'shachake dikitona b'kaita, he should wrap that substance on his body in rags of flax cloth during the summer, because he shouldn't get, Rashi explains, he should not get overheated, shaloy yischamem yoyser midai, and the flax keeps a person cool in the summer. Vida amar gufna besisva, and rags of cotton during the winter when it's cold, and the cotton will keep him warm, and he should put this on the affected area, and it will keep a normal temperature. Continues the Gemara, Rav Avuha chash beudnei, Rav Avuha suffered from pain in his ear. I relay Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan instructed him how to get a relief from this pain. The Amri, the Bach puts in the next word, law. Bei Midrash, and some say that he learned this remedy in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara asked, my I relay, what was Rav Avuha instructed to do to relieve himself of this pain? Ki hodam Rabbaya, as Abaya said, Amruli aim, my mother, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis tells us that Abaya's mother died while she was giving birth to him, and he was raised by another woman, but he always referred to this woman as his mother, although she was not his biological mother. So Abaya says, my mother told me, La Ibra Kulaisa, that kidneys were not created, Ela Leudna, only for the relief that they give for as a remedy for pain of the ear. The Amar Rav, and Rava said, Amarli Minyumi Asya, that Minyumi, the healer, told me, Kula Shekhyain, that all liquids, Rashi says, mashkin, kashaludna, they are not good for the ear, labar, mimaya de chulyaisa, except for the water that comes out from roasted kidneys. As the Gemara now will explain the process of extracting this liquid, which is beneficial for the ear. Laisi chulyaisa, let him bring a kidney, de barcha karcha, of a member of the Tsoin family, Rashi says, and this is referring to a hairless goat, because a goat compared to a sheep who has a lot of wool on it is considered bald, that he does not have any hair. Take the kidney from that goat, velikre shesiv erev, and cut it vertically and horizontally, velinach amilola denura, place it on, Rashi says, that amalola is gecholm lach, just glowing coals. Vahanu maya, and that fluid, the nafkimine that comes out from the kidney as it is being placed on the glowing coals, lishdinu beudnei, should pour it into his ear. Like kriri v'lechamiri elapshari, it shouldn't be too cold or too hot, but it should rather be lukewarm. V'iloi, if this remedy is not possible, laiti tarba dechipushta gamlo nisa. Now the Bach here in Ois Gimel tells us that this is a toilas hashchara, a black worm, and Rashi says that it's called in Old French ashgrabot or loshen knan krukim, and in English it's referred to as a scarab. But it has to be, says the Gemara, gamlanisa, which means a large one, as Rashi says, gasa, the lifshar, let him melt this fat down from this worm, velijdebei, and then he should pour it into the ear. Viloy, if this remedy is not possible, then lamal yeludne mishchi, should fill the ear of full of oil. Velevit shaf psilta da asafsata, he should make 7 wicks of the green wheat stalks. Velaiti shufsa de suma, he should bring dried garlic leaves. And Rashi tells us that the word shufsa refers to the handle, base yad shalshum. It's the handle of a garlic, nageya hilchus tumah, that this is considered a yad to the, a handle to the item, legabe hilchus tumah, and that's why it's referred to as the shufsa, the handle. And what should he do? He should velasiv, and he should tie them together, the wick of the asafsata, together with these dried garlic leaves. He should tie them baraka. We had baraka on the fourth line of the Amud, which Rashi explained means seyer behema, with animal hair, b'chad resha, at one end of the wick. The litli behu noire, should light the wick with fire. The idich resha, the other end of the wick, maisav b'udne, should be put into his ear. The lace of udne lahadanur, should place his ear towards the fire. The izdar mizik, you should be careful from getting a draft on the ear. The nishkal chada, as the wick burns away, he should remove one wick. The nanachada, he should place another one of those 7 wicks into the ear with the same process. Lishnachrina, there was a different girsa as to what he exactly should do. The Eloi Lysi Shef Silta Bikra, he should take 7 wicks of animal hair. Vishayev Le Mishcha Dasafsata, he should smear on them balsam oil. The Naisi Chadresha Benuri, should put one end of the wick in the fire. Vichadresha Bodhi, and the other end of the wick in his ear. Vinishkal Chada Vinanachada, as one wick gets burnt, he should remove that wick and put another one of the 7 wicks. Vizdar Mizika, he should be careful from a draft. The loyan, if this remedy is not possible, then Lysi, he should bring Udra Dinado Deloy Mashkev, he should bring violet wool that has not yet been combed out. Vinanachbo, and he should place it in the ear. Velisle Leudne Lahadinur, he should place his ear towards the fire. Umiz Dair Mi Ziku, again, he should be careful from a draft. The loy, if this remedy is not possible, Lysi Gufsa Dikanya, he should bring a reed tube. Atiko, it's old bar meishin, and as Rashi explains, that it was cut down 100 years ago. Not that it's 100-year-old reed that was just cut down now. The next word the Masar Shas brings on the side is vilimalye, and fill up this reed, milcha galganisa, with rock salt, velikli, and then burn it, veladabeg, and then apply that mixture to the ear. Now, Rashi explains the next piece of Gemara, that we've had many different remedies over here. Some of them were liquid remedies, such as roasted kidney juice or wax oil, and some of them were dry remedies, like reed and rock salt. So the Gemara now says, v'simanech, a way to remember which remedy goes for which ear ailment. All remedies don't cure the same ear ailment. It depends. Sometimes a person can have a malady that his ear is too dry, and other times you could have an illness where his ear has too much moisture in it. V'simanech, the way to remember which remedy you should use for which illness, retiva, if it's a wet remedy like the wax oil, so that liabesha, that you use for the problem of having too dry an ear. The wet wax oil will supply the moisture for the dryness. The yaveshta and the dry remedy, that's the retiva. If your problem is you have too much moisture, then you apply a dry refuah for it.